And now from TreasureIslandOldies.com, here's the rock and roll news for the week of March 25th. This week in 1961, Elvis Presley appeared in concert for the last time in 8 years. It was a benefit concert for the USA Arizona Memorial at Pearl Harbor in Hawaii. This week in 1966, the photograph for the Butcher cover of the Beatles version, the American version of Yesterday and Today. That photo was taken this week in 1966. The movie version of Tommy premiered in London, England this week in 1975. In 1965, Jeff Beck joined the Yardbirds. He was the replacement for Eric Clapton. And speaking of Eric, he married George Harrison's ex-wife, Patti Layla Boyd. Yep, Eric Clapton wrote the song for her. And they got married this week in 1979 in Tucson, Arizona. Whatever will be, que sera, sera. From the movie The Man Who Knew Too Much, a great Hitchcock film. It won the Academy Award for Best Original Song this week in 1957. The Beatles held down the top 5 position next week on the Billboard Hot 100, and they had 7 more records in the bottom 70 in 1964. And next week on Treasure Island Oldies, we will spotlight 1964, and you'll hear those 5 Beatles songs in the top 5. Gene Chandler received a gold record for the Duke of Earl this week in 1962. The photograph for Sgt. Pepper's Lonely Hearts Club Band took place this week in 1967. Leslie Gore appeared for the first time on television. It was on American Bandstand this week in 1963. The police arrested 85 rioters at a Rolling Stones concert in 1966. Mr. Akerbilk received an MBE, Member of the British Empire Medal, from the Queen of England, Queen Elizabeth, for services to the music industry this week in 2001. Elvis's movie Frankie and Johnny premiered in Baton Rouge, Louisiana this week. Elvis's concert in Baton Rouge was postponed during intermission when the king was too ill to go on stage in 1977. He had been suffering from fatigue and intestinal flu and stayed in the hospital for 6 days. The Jimmy Rogers Show debuted on television this week in 1959. Connie Francis was a regular on the show. John Lennon's boyhood home in Liverpool was opened to the public this week in 2003. Dr. Hook and the Medicine Show finally got their wish. They appeared on the cover of Rolling Stone this week in 1973. And in 1964, Barbara Streisand opened on Broadway in Funny Girl. In the studio, Roy Orbison recorded Only the Lonely in 1960. Ray Charles cut Georgia on My Mind in 58. Ricky Nelson recorded his very first tunes, I'm Walkin' and A Teenager's Romance, in 1957. Chuck Berry recorded No Particular Place to Go this week in 64. D. Clarke cut Hey Little Girl in 58. Young Rascals recorded Groovin' in 67. Also in the studio this week in 67, Van Morrison cutting Brown Eyed Girl. Gary Lewis recorded Greengrass in 66. Elvis cut Burning Love in 72. Brenda Lee recorded I'm Sorry in 1960. Fats Domino cut Blue Monday in 55. And Hank Ballard recorded Finger Poppin' Time this week in 1960. Birthdays. Elton John is 70. Aretha Franklin, 75. Johnny Burnett, born this week, 1934. Bonnie Guitar is 94. The late songwriter Hoyt Axton, born this week in 1938. Diana Ross turned 74. Johnny Crawford from The Rifleman, he played Matt McCain, and he is 71 this week. Alan Arkin, from The Terriers, later an Academy Award-winning actor, he's turning 84 this week. Rufus Thomas, born in 1917. Fred Parris from the Five Satins is 82. Vicki Lawrence, 69. Teddy Pendergrass from Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, born this week in 1950. Steven Tyler from Aerosmith is 68. Rod Lauren, born in 1940. Sarah Vaughan, born 1924. Canada's Terry Jacks is 72 this week. Eric Clapton, 73. Frankie Lane, born this week in 1913. Rolf Harris is 88. Randy Van Warmer, born in 1955. Ronnie Rice from the New Colony, 6, 72. Herb Alpert is turning 83. Shirley Jones from the Partridge Family, 84. Richard Chamberlain is 83, Dr. Kildare. The late John Poulos from the Buckinghams, born in 1948. And Jim Mangrum from Black Oak, Arkansas, is turning 70. And from TreasureIslandOldies.com, that's your rock and roll news for the week of March 25th. For late breaking news, come to the Treasure Island Oldies blog. It's at TreasureIslandOldies.com. I'm Michael Godin. Thank you for listening.
Treasure Island Oldies.